Yes, this is my final decision, and please do not call me at work anymore. I do have school spirit. I plan someday to donate a wing to the library, but this I won't be doing. I'm sorry, I won't. All right, goodbye. Sorry about that.
That's all right. What's going on?
Oh, it's just the social activities committee. You know, most of the people who go to my junior college are commuters or older students like me, and we really don't care that much about going to bonfire pep rallies with the cheerleaders after the soccer. Now, the social committee feels that if they can just get me involved, the other students will follow. But I say, I am here to study, learn what I can, and get my degree.
And what do they say to that?
They say I don't understand what college is all about. And now there's this homecoming thing.
Homecoming? Oh, Auntie, that is important. Homecoming's the most important thing that can happen at school.
Now, Suzanne, some people have been questioning this whole homecoming queen thing.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I thought that questioning things business went out 10 years ago. Let me tell you about homecoming queen, Anthony. Homecoming queen is not just a gorgeous, beautiful, elusive love object, but a symbol. A symbol of pride and dedication to one school. You know, someone chosen by the students as their representative at a time when all students, past and present, come together to salute their alma mater.
Well, when you put it that way...
I mean, you care about your school, don't you?
Oh, it's a good school. They helped me a lot.
So what's wrong with it?
Nothing. In the right spirit, it could be a very positive thing. Thank you, Suzanne. I will accept their nomination.
For what?
I will compete for Kennesaw Junior College homecoming queen.
Anthony, you come back here.
Well, I guess you certainly set him straight.
Well, I don't know. What is the matter with people these days? Values just flying out the window. You know, I read in my alumni bulletin where another college voted queen of Greek week to a dog. I'm not talking about an unattractive girl. I'm talking about a Labrador retriever. And now, Anthony.
Well, I'd vote for him.
I'm sure you would. You'd probably also have given high swimsuit marks to the retriever.
I know she's your friend, Charlie, and I just find her a little overbearing.
She's really all right when you get to know her. When Julie and I were at lunch, we ran into Libby Coker. You know, she lives in my building.
Oh, the one who sells real estate?
Well, not anymore. Now she's a Lady June Bell.
Come again?
She sells Lady June Bell cleaning products. You know, Lady June calls all her sales Ladies Bells. Isn't that a cute name, Lady June Bell?
Yeah. Gives that professional, dignified air.
Well, they're good products. Libby made $60,000 last year.
And came right out and told us at the table. Can you believe it? I cannot abide people who brag about their money, especially those that talk about digits, how they made 5 digits or 6 digits.
She only said that to let me know about the opportunities available. I know I won't be making that much part-time.
Wait a minute. Are we looking here at a brand new Lady June Bell?
Oh, really wasn't all that interested, but Libby only needed one more recruit to get her diamond ring.
Excuse me, but did I hear you say diamond?
Yeah. Lady June gives all sorts of prizes, but if you recruit a certain number of new sales ladies, you get a 1-carat diamond ring. I mean, I'll just be doing it for a little while. You know, I could use a couple $100s. My Christmas bills were real big this year.
I just hope you're not going to let it interfere with your work.
Sounds pretty good to me. I approve of any system where you get diamonds for good performance. Lord knows that's how I got all mine.
Okay, 2 bottles of delicate wash, the carpet shampoo, and the scrubby dub. That's what you want, right?
Mm-hmm. How much I owe you?
Let's see, that comes to $13.
$13?
No, just $13. We're not supposed to say dollars. You know, we're just supposed to say, you know, that's 5 and that's 3.5. You know, it's in the manual. I wonder why we're not supposed to say that.
I don't know. I guess it's just a basic sales technique, you know, so people don't realize that they're spending actual money.
Well, gee, you think that's honest?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, you know, unless you tell somebody it's 13 and they give you 13 potatoes or something. They give you the whole spiel here, don't they?
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to say some of that stuff, but Libby says I have to learn it, though.
You enjoying doing this?
Yeah, it's fun selling to my friends. I mean, everybody needs cleaning products anyway. Don't tell Libby, but I've been giving y'all a little discount.
Oh, now, come on, Charlene. You don't have to do that.
Oh, I'd like to. Libby wouldn't approve, though. She wants me to be, you know, more ambitious, Lady June-wise.
Well, I don't let her push you around.
Well, she didn't push me around. I mean, this whole company is just as sweet as they can be. I went to my first local division meeting. I nearly got kissed to death. They're so excited I joined. First then I told them that I was just thinking about doing it temporarily, and they all gave me these real disappointed looks like this. You know, so then I told him I'd consider doing it a little bit longer, you know, and everybody squealed, and it just ended up in a great big group hug.
I know in my head that this is a legitimate business organization with stockholders and executives and all that stuff, but when you describe it, all I can think of is sorority house hijinks.
You know what it was a little bit like, and I hope this isn't blasphemous or anything, but it was a little bit like those Baptist revivals I used to go to. You know, where everybody just gets caught up in the feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself and you want to live up to it.
Well, just remember, Charlene, we're not talking about the Lord here. We are talking about rug shampoo.
Hey, Joe, I know that.
Well, you know, it's just, you're my friend and I love you and I don't want anybody pressuring you into anything.
Well, they won't. I promise.
Charlene.
Yes?
Are you actually reading those invoices?
Yes, reading, checking them, and putting them in sequence. I gotta finish these by 5 o'clock.
What's your rush?
Well, Libby and I are going to the supermarket to do some warm chattering. It's a Lady June term. You know, you go to the supermarket in pairs, and then the two of us just get together and talk about Lady June products and how good they are, and then you go up to someone, surround them, and get them involved in the conversation.
Oh, sounds like the Moonies.
Well, Libby says it's a great way to make sales. I guess it is. I don't know. Makes me kind of uncomfortable when I see that trapped look on their face, you know, when they buy a bottle of window sparkler or something just to get away from us.
Haven't you made $200 yet? I mean, it seems like you've been working pretty hard for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, I've already made... Oh, now, Julia, I know you think it's uncouth to talk about money, but I've made $250. You know, but Libby wants me to go on and become a daisy. And I swear, I feel like just buying the stuff myself and burying it in the backyard.
She wants you to become a daisy. It's a Lady June term.
Well, you know, they have different levels for their sales ladies with flower names. You know, Orchid's the best, Libby's a rose, and if I sell $5,000 worth, I can be a daisy.
What does that mean, be a daisy? It's just something somebody made up. How could you take it so seriously?
Well, I don't know, Julia. I guess it'd be an honor. I mean, it's nothing to joke about. I mean, I know those flower names are silly, but to Lady June Bells, that's the equivalent of royalty. And everybody worships June Randolph, you know, the lady who founded the company. I mean, all Libby can talk about is Lady June's coming to town. Lady June's coming to town. We're having their convention this year in Atlanta. All the Bells are going to be here.
Sounds scary.
How many? 500. Stay out of the supermarkets.
Knock, knock. Hey, Charlene. How are you, sugar?
Hi, Libby.
I've brought you some more inspirational sales tapes.
I don't know if I can listen to any more inspirational tapes, Libby. They're starting to depress me.
Hey, Julia. How are you, honey pie?
I'm just fine, thank you.
And who's this? Any friend of Charlene's is a friend of mine.
I'm Mary Jo, and I'm allergic to rug shampoo.
She's just kidding, Libby.
Oh! Lady June likes a sense of humor in her bells. Charlene, why haven't you recruited both of these sweeties? You got to get on the ball, honey, if you want to make Daisy.
Libby, I don't think I'm going to be going Daisy or Daffodil or even Ragweed.
Don't say that, honey. Just keep telling yourself, I can do it, I can do it,
I can do it. But Libby, I don't want to do it. I mean, I'm really glad that I've done what I've done so far, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
But Charlene is awfully busy with her job here.
Oh, honey, I had two jobs when I first started selling Lady June. I worked in an office all day, sold real estate on weekends, and I still found time.
I guess I could work weekends.
Well, Charlene, didn't she say that you really need to clean your apartment this weekend?
Honey, I was cleaning other people's apartments at night, plus my own.
I really need time to take care of certain things. I like to keep up with my family and all. And...
Oh, I didn't know you had children.
Oh, I don't.
Honey, I had 3 children, 2 of them still in diapers when I started.
And bills? The doctor said I had psoriasis over 85% of my body from nerves. I just kept on working. A burglar once held me at gunpoint for 6 hours. If it hadn't been for the self-confidence I learned from Lady June, I never would have been able to talk him out of it.
Now, at Lady June, we say... What do we say?
Don't think of excuses to fail. Think of reasons to succeed.
Now, come on. Let's go to the supermarket.
All right.
Let's play a little game tonight. Lady June says, let's see how many no's we can get.
It won't matter how many no's she gets. She's not going to hear one of them. And don't you feel sorry for that burglar.
They've got a hold of Charlene and they're not letting go. This is not a business organization. It's some kind of cult. Some kind of perky cult. Let's face it, Charlene's been kidnapped by the Junies.
I'm telling you, Suzanne, it's not like that. They put our pictures up in the student center, then everyone votes on who they want to represent the school. That's all. They're not even calling it homecoming queen anymore.
Why not?
Well, because it's sexist, elitist, and outdated. Not to mention incredibly embarrassing if one of the men wins.
One of the men? You mean there's other men up for it?
Oh, yes. Once I accepted my nomination, it sort of opened the floodgates. The activities committee says I'm kind of a role model.
Well, I would think you could use your popularity and influence for good instead of evil.
Well, it's a changing world, Suzanne.
I do not care for it.
I'll tell you one little secret, and I can't believe this myself.
What?
I really want to win.
I knew he'd get the bug. I just knew it.
Mary Jo, how'd it go?
Well, I took Charlene over to Libby's. We took all the leftover cleaning products, and I stood right there with her while she said, "I am very sorry. I just don't think that I'm cut out to be a Lady June Bell. They're good products. I think it's an excellent opportunity. But I just do not think that it is right for me at this time."
Good for her. That was just the thing to say.
Well, it should be. I wrote it down, and we rehearsed it about 16 times in the car on the way over. And then I stood right there with my hand on her back while she said it. Felt like some kind of loony ventriloquist.
Well, thank goodness that's over with.
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess Libby must have seen my lips moving or something. Anyway, she started in on Charlene again, saying, "Just do it, honey. Just do it." I tell you, she's relentless. This woman is wasted selling Lady June. She ought to be negotiating with the PLO. Anyway, now she's taking Charlene down to that Lady June convention.
Is that today? Oh, my soul. Can you imagine being at that convention center with 500 of those smiling, chirping bulldozers?
You know, it might be interesting. I saw a piece on 60 Minutes once about these conventions. They're a hoot.
You know, I'm thinking maybe we should just take a little drive down there. Check up on Charlene. Make sure she's not handing over all her possessions to Lady June or anything.
Well, I'm going with you. No offense, Julia, but if this Libby person is as bad as you say, you are way out of your league. I know these kind of women. They'll kiss you and call you honey and slop sugar all over you, while all the time they're just thinking about themselves. I mean, that Terminator stuff doesn't work with them. You gotta fight sugar with sugar. Ha! They'll find that's a job for professionals.
This is scary. This is like that part in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know, where the pod people see the real people and go,
"Not one of us."
Boy, would you look around this room? I mean, out of this entire group of women, I bet there's only about one or two of us you could call real attractive.
No?
I don't know. It's just a comment.
You gotta see Charlene or Libby.
How are we supposed to find them in this crowd?
Well, they're wearing lavender.
I'd like to announce the best sales increase in carpet rents in the Daffodil Division Award, and it goes to Freddie Sue Cochran.
Come on up. We've been here 10 minutes. They've given out about 60 awards. They're going to run out of people soon. I got a spooky feeling I might win one.
Hi there.
Hello.
Are you a Lady June Bell?
Why, yes, I am.
Me too.
I didn't know they allowed men in here.
They didn't used to. I was a lawyer with the ACLU, and I filed suit for discrimination. It was just supposed to be a test case, but once they let me in, they were so darn nice to me here, I couldn't leave. I started selling Lady June full-time. Do you know what I made last year? 6 digits. Say, you've got a little spot right here. If you'd like to come up to my hotel room, I've got some Lady June spot be gone that'll take that right out.
I heard that, Roger. You know Lady June told you not to do that anymore, especially to a sister Belle. Well, I have half a mind to go tell Lady June what just happened here.
No, don't do that. It won't happen again, I promise. I'm sorry to bother you. I'll see you at the shampoo seminar.
These people are seriously deranged.
How about that? A man is a Lady June Bell.
You know, that reminds me of Anthony running for homecoming queen. The final selection's tonight. I wonder how he's doing. I know you think it's silly.
See your lyric sheets, girls. Now remember, at the end of the evening, we all hold hands and sing the Lady June anthem.
No, Suzanne, we do not think that is silly. The idea of a nice college homecoming queen ceremony where you yourself would be rooting for a 30-year-old black man seems not only logical, but very dignified.
Oh, look out. Watch Libby at 9 o'clock.
Is that her? Is that the one you told me about?
Look at her. She's got Charlene in a hammerlock.
Libby, honey, how are you, sugar? You remember me, Helen Van Patterson Peck. Listen, you come on over here and tell me every little thing you've been doing.
You changed your hair. I like it. Just like that.
What are y'all doing here?
Come to help you.
Help me? What are you talking about?
Charlene, did you or did you not say to me this very morning, I don't want to sell Lady June anymore. I don't want anything to do with Lady June anymore. Help me, Julia. I can't get out. Help me, please. Help me.
I said that.
Yes, you did.
I almost had low blood sugar or something. This is a great organization. Libby says I might even win a prize tonight.
Oh, my Lord, we're too late. I say we just hit her over the head and take her home in a sack.
Charlene, darling, we want you to come into this little room with us for just a minute.
What for?
Have a chat, a cup of coffee, and Mary Jo and I are going to deprogram you.
So when we're that room's for bells only. You guys aren't bells.
Yes, we are. We're hell's bells. We're getting you out of here. You wanted to do this just long enough to pay off your Christmas bills and get your friend a diamond ring. It may be a fine organization, but the sales techniques are too aggressive for your taste, and you find it stressful and unrewarding. Does any of this sound familiar to you?
I felt kind of stressed out lately. But I can't think of excuses to quit. I have to think of reasons to succeed.
You're not quitting. You're choosing not to pursue this particular line of endeavor.
Julie, that sounds an awful lot like quitting.
Mary Jo.
Yeah, I can't quit. I've been letting Libby down and Lady June herself down.
Charlene, I don't want to hear any more about this Lady June person, first of all. Anybody who would call themselves by that name must have a serious problem. And secondly, who the heck is she anyway?
Well, she's the founder of our company. She's our mentor and teacher and best friend for life.
I know that, Charlene. I mean, who is she to form this little cult of Stepford Wives?
Did y'all see that movie? That was a good movie.
Charlene, the point is, other people head companies without requiring that their employees become royal subjects.
Well, I wouldn't say it was a requirement. But some of these ladies don't have many people rooting for them in their lives. Now they know I'm in their corner.
Oh, my gosh. You're Lady June.
Honey, the carpet shampoo is Lady June. I'm just June. June Randall. And who are you?
Charlene Frazier, Atlanta Division.
Now, what's the problem, Charlene?
Oh, there is no problem. I don't have any real problems. I know when you started this company, your husband had just died, and you had four small children and no skills, and you used to mix up batches of window sparkler in your bathtub and carry them from door to door in mayonnaise jars. And I know a lot of your sales ladies have had terrible troubles. I really admire people who can work through and survive the hard times like that. I mean, I don't even have psoriasis. I mean, if a burglar held me at gunpoint, maybe I wouldn't have that much self-confidence. I don't want to sell Lady June products. I'm letting you down.
Honey, let me tell you why I started this company. When I started working 20-some-odd years ago, there weren't many chances for a woman with a good business head. That's why I wanted my business to be for women. Women buy cleaning products, so I knew women could sell cleaning products. All my top executives have cleaned plenty of bathrooms, I'm proud to say. You're my top executives, all of you here tonight. Now, I know a lot of people think we're just the silliest company around with our flower names and our lavender golf carts and our diamond rings, but that's okay. We're just us. Now, hon, I founded this company on love and Christian principles. When somebody decides she doesn't want to do Lady June anymore, we do try to talk her out of it because we don't want any woman to sell herself short, to think that she can't do it because she's just a housewife or just a secretary or some such silliness. But Charlene, believe me, I want you to have the best life you can have. And if you don't want to do Lady June, don't worry about it. We love you just the same. So, what do you say?
I want back in.
No, honey, you don't.
Yes, I do. You're wonderful. Okay, I want out.
And on that note, I think we'd better leave while we're ahead. Thank you. Let me say how much I admire you and appreciate what you've achieved, both for yourself and for other women. It's an honor to meet you.
Well, thank you. You know, honey, you would be great at this.
And on that note, why don't we just get the heck out of Dodge?
So
what are you going to do with all the rest of this stuff?
I don't know. Libby said she'd buy some of it back from me. She just made Orchid.
Well, I'm not surprised. She's a pushiest, shallowest woman I've ever met. Next to Helen Van Patterson Patton. Anyway, it was certainly no picnic distracting her while you all were capturing Charlene.
Suzanne, Mary Jo, and I did not capture Charlene. You make it sound like some episode on Wild Kingdom.
Well, I know. I got a little caught up in all this Lady June stuff. Maybe Marlon Perkins should have shot me with his tranquilizer gun. I appreciate y'all helping me out.
Well, you just remember, even though we don't give away diamond rings and group hugs, we love you no matter what, just the same.
I know. If you love me enough to buy a year's supply of window sparkler.
Well?
Well, what?
How'd the beauty contest go? I mean, the homecoming representative contest.
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay.
Would y'all help me carry this stuff out the car?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'll get that box over there.
Da 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 da! I won.
Anthony, congratulations.
How do you feel?
Like that dude in the margarine commercial.
I can't wait to tell everybody.
Suzanne, after all I've achieved in the last couple of years, rebuilding my life, starting a career, getting a college education, and just generally becoming a productive citizen again, this is what finally impresses you?
Yeah.
I can accept that.